Back with your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM with Deanna's Janse van Rensburg, a bandwidthblog.co.za. And we're speaking to you, home chefs out there that that want to fancy up your kitchen just a little bit with some fancy gadgets. This is going to knock our socks off, right?
Well, technology is just finding its way into everything. And we've had, you know, the Internet of Things and smart appliances in the past, but it's starting to step up that that capability now. So Samsung have just announced the Bespoke AI Oven. Of course, it has to have AI in the title. Everything
I'm
does
all,
these
I'm
days.
I'm all geared to bespoke. Okay. But bespoke and AI, win-win. Yeah, win.
Exactly. So it still has some of the previous like smart features. It's got a big screen on it. You can input your recipes there. It can tell you like which ingredients you need to buy, and it can talk to your fridge to show you what you have and don't have, and all that stuff is still there.
Okay.
So very, very cool if you've got the money for it. But now this new bespoke AI oven is essentially all of that, plus it's got cameras within the oven. I don't know how these cameras survive in that heat, but apparently it does.
Okay.
And it keeps an eye on whatever you're cooking. You can stream that live to your device, to your phone or tablet or computer or whatever, to keep an eye on it. You know, you don't want things to burn. But it can also give you suggestions. So as it sees, it knows what recipe you're making, and it sees how this cook is progressing, it can give you an alert and say, this thing is going to burn if you don't take it out in 5 minutes, or it's going to be too dry, or whatever the case might be. So it gives you recommendations with this, what they're calling an AI engine in the oven.
So from now on, you don't have to get up off the couch to go check your chicken.
Correct. Right. Don't open the oven. My mother always said that. Never open the oven.
This is fascinating. I'm seeing a whole new world of YouTube videos popping up of people preparing food with this device. Essential in the kitchen?
Of course not.
Yeah.
None of this is essential, but it'll make your life a lot easier. We'll probably start seeing this in kind of more commercial kitchens at first, and then it'll trickle its way down to, you know, top end flats in New York and these kind of things.
Yeah.
And eventually it will become more affordable, and we can start to see this trickle down into our normal homes.
Look, I think it's pretty cool for the fact, okay, the price, I know we're going to, you know, we're not even going to go there because I'm sure it's going to be very, very pricey.
It hasn't even been announced, but yes.
Exactly. But I mean, there is something about watching food being cooked and how different as it changes shape.
Exactly,
and
like those time-lapse videos you see is fascinating.
I think it's fascinating.
Because, I mean, I'm not a brilliant cook, but I do like cooking. So I love seeing like how the ingredients change over time. And, you know, that's how you kind of refine the art form. But if you have that capability to actually get some inputs from a computer that's telling you, you're cooking chicken here. You remember, it's in a couple of minutes, if you don't take it out, it could be dry.
Okay. You know what? I'm all for it. I think it's pretty cool. I think a lot of people would want it if they can afford it.
Exactly.
So maybe for our listeners out there, if you could get your hands on something like this, would you go for it if you could afford it? Tienes, I love it, man. We had wacky, wonderful devices for the kitchen. It's always fascinating.
Exactly.
Love it. Tienes, thank you very much. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM.